reflection. It's coming on down.
Let's say you've got an old person who's only 80 or 90 and he does his farm work and he's just, you know, got a lot of energy and he does a whole lot and doesn't get tired. You might say, I don't care how old he is, but he sure is mighty.
Oh, agile or active.
Okay, would you ever use a word to describe an old person that's, any other words to describe an old person that is very active?
No, I don't reckon.
Do
you
say lively, spry?
Yes, I'm sure you would. Agile, active.
Let's suppose grandchildren are out later than you expected, and you say, I don't suppose there's anything wrong. But I can't help feeling a little
uneasy about them.
Let's suppose when you were a little boy, you had bad dreams or something. You didn't like to go upstairs in the dark, and you might go tell your mother. You might say,
I'm afraid to sleep upstairs. I'm afraid to go somewhere in the dark. I'm afraid of the dark.
Okay, let's suppose someone, we're talking about the term used to do something. You might, supposedly this person has changed, and you say, I don't understand why she's afraid. She
used to not be afraid of anything.
Let's suppose someone leaves a lot of money on the table, and they leave their door unlocked, and anybody that walks by can see it. You might say that person's mighty?
Mighty careless with his valuables.
Okay. Let's suppose you've got supposed to be an old aunt or something like that, or somebody in the family. There's not anything really wrong with her, but sometimes she acts kind of weird. What kind of word might you say? You might say that she sometimes acts kind of...
Not a chemist, but I could say sort of goofy sometimes.
Okay, would you ever say anything else? I'm looking for one word I need you to pronounce.
I imagine I would, but I don't even know what to name the word would be.
Okay, I'm going to give you another term. Some people use, this word when they're referring to someone who is effeminate, a man that's effeminate, or a man who's homosexual or something. Could you pronounce that word?
Would I pronounce homosexual?
No, a word that would people might use to refer to someone that's like, this effeminate, or kind of strange, or something's not quite right with him, they might say he was gay.
A queer?
Yeah, that's
it. Yeah, I've heard
that
word.
And have you ever heard of any other ways that word is used? How do you use that word, or do you ever use that word?
I very seldom have the occasion to use it, I think. We may have that type of person all around me every once in a while, but I don't never know anything about it.
So. But you would never. So you would only use that word in that kind of term.
Yes.
You would never use it just to say that's a funny, you might... So that's kind of a queer situation.
Well, you might sometimes, a funny situation or a queer situation.
Unusual.
But it wouldn't be anything to relate pertaining to your homosexual or anything. You couldn't connect the two.
Term.